Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 92, verses 1 through 5, the Bible says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praise unto his name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." Most people don't really live life. They survive it, or they react to it. Most people really don't live life with any purpose at all. Most people live like a boat with no rudder, no ability to steer. They just kind of float and go with the current. I don't believe God wants us to float down the river of life just following the current. God doesn't live that way. God lives with purpose and has a plan, and he adjusts as needed, but he doesn't just float down where the current takes him. God does not let the changes affect him. God doesn't want us to let external circumstances control us. Let me try to explain it this way. God wants us to make life more like a recipe. You know, when you follow the recipe, you get the same results every time. If you like oatmeal raisin cookies, you don't follow the recipe for making brownies to get oatmeal raisin cookies. You say, "Preacher, that's silly." Well, that's the way many people are living their life. They're not following a recipe. They're just dumping things in, hoping they get what they want. God's principles are like recipes for living life. When we use them, and when we follow them the exact way God wrote them, we'll get the same results. We sometimes think we can change the recipe or make an exception to this recipe, but it's going to change the whole thing. We may not always think it'll turn out the wrong way, but we have to use God's recipes, God's way, and when we do, it'll come out right. God gives us a recipe here in Psalm 92 on how to have a good day every day. I did not say that there would be no negative nor bad or anything like that that didn't happen. But you can have a good day no matter what the circumstances are, according to God. You know, good weather, sunshine, warm temperatures, good things are not the ingredients of a good day. God's principles of a good day do not include circumstances. A good day, according to God, is based on the things we can do no matter what the circumstances are going on around us. Let me give you a few thoughts. The first ingredient to having a good day is daily giving God thanks. He says in verse 1, "It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." Hey, how about you take 5 or 10 minutes every day? Start your day off thanking God. Take time daily to be thankful to God for your family. Make a list. Go through your morning routine and thank him for your clothes. Thank him for the money to take care of the things you need for showering and shaving and all the different things that you need for the day. Maybe for your job, your vehicle, for your house, for your family, for your children, for your church. We have so many things we can thank God for. We need to take time and thank people in our house daily. You know, maybe we would fuss less if we thanked each other more. You don't always have to have a great day and start complaining about it. Learn to take time daily and thank God for things. So thankfulness is ingredient number one. Number two, the second ingredient is praising. God says, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. What music do you listen to? Man's worldly music is about man's sinfulness. I'm talking about rock music, rap music, country music, easy listening music, the hip hop. God says in Colossians 4:8 that our music is for God, not for herself. Maybe instead of listening to things that our flesh wants, how about we listen to things about God? No wonder people are depressed. Look what their music is talking about. Learn to sing praises to God. I don't sing very well, but I like to whistle. I like to hum. I like to, when nobody else is around, to sing. You can't help but having a good day if you start singing praises to God. Start learning some Bible verses that have music to them. Sing hymns. Sing spiritual songs. Find those things that are good and wholesome and right that give praise back to God. By the way, that's why this new contemporary garbage music, this quote-unquote Christian contemporary or Christian rock, is so bad. We cannot use the devil's methods and use God's message. Let's sing praise to God. Number three, the third ingredient, is showing loving kindness every morning. That's courtesy, goodness, kindness. Notice showing loving kindness, not getting. Start your day off showing loving kindness. Tell God how much you love him. Tell the people in your house how much you love them. Do things that are good and kind in the morning. I usually get up long before everybody else does, and I'm often at the office for hours, sometimes before my wife will even get out of bed, because I'll get up at 4, 4:30 in the morning. But I make sure that the little coffee pot is in the Keurig before I leave, so that when she gets up, as all she has to do is start the machine and it's ready to go. I make sure that there's things that I've done to try to help her that day, and try to start the day off texting people to have a good day. Don't start with the news. Don't start with the newspaper or the news apps. Don't start with grumbling and complaining and running behind. Start with loving kindness. The fourth ingredient is to show God's faithfulness every night. You know, learn in the evening or later in the day to list God's faithfulness. God gave you breath for another day. He kept things going for you. He allowed you to get many things done. And those are four ingredients. And lastly, the last ingredient, do something for God every day. Do a work for God. Verse 4 says, "For Lord, thou hast made me glad through thy work." You know, tell somebody about Jesus. Pass out a tract. Pray for someone. Invite someone to church. Read your Bible. Help somebody in need. You know, a recipe is something that if you follow it, it turns out right every time. I didn't say all things are good, but you can have a recipe for a good day. God gives it to us here in Psalm 92. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.